You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev, where in the month of November, they have Prize Mountain. You can win gifts with your purchase. Also, you get 0% for 84 months on select 2018 models or up to $11,000 total value on select 2018 models only at Lakewood Chev.
Connor, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Good. Just before we get going, though, I think Drake would be a little bit disappointed in you guys.
Yeah, well, I'm disappointed in him, the way he acts like he's a basketball player and he's just a glorified cheerleader on the side. The only thing he's missing is the outfit.
You know he's going to be wearing that KD jersey the next time the Warriors win a championship.
I know. Oh, he's just gross. Just gross. But maybe I could be that for the U of A sports programs. Maybe I could come and just hang out there.
Sure, right on the sideline. I'll save you a seat.
Well, let's talk about some of the great action coming on, Connor. This weekend, the Pandas are at home. I believe they have a game tonight, but then they have a really cool charity game on Saturday. But a very good team, well coached, well going on. Maybe talk about how the team is coming together this season.
Yeah, again, another typical season for the Pandas hockey team, sitting in second place in Canada West. 10-3 record this year, just 1 point behind the Manitoba Bisons, but they do have a game in hand because of their postponed game. So sitting in second place, and really the strength of the team this year is their defense and their goaltending. They're rotating three goalies, including a rookie, and in 13 games, they've only allowed 10 goals against, which is pretty remarkable. Jeez. Even for, you know, Canada West women's hockey, it's usually pretty tight checking and low scoring, and even to just allow 10 goals in 13 games is pretty remarkable. They're on pace to break the Canada West record. They'd only allow something like 22 goals or on pace for this year, which easily would be the lowest in conference history.
That's amazing. Now, and there's a charity game that goes tomorrow at 2 p.m. down at Claire Drake Arena. What's this all about?
Yeah, the Pandas have done this for a few years now. They've supported mental health and the Zebra Children's Foundation and Lyme disease research. And this year they're switching to Myeloma Alberta Support Society. So they're going to have a 50-50 chuck-a-puck jersey raffle, all in support of this Myeloma Alberta Support Society. It's a disease that has affected a few members of the Pandas hockey family. So I know it's important for them to raise some funds tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
We got Connor Hood on the line from U of A Athletics talking about the great programs that are there, and the teams and athletes are absolutely amazing. Shift over to the boys. They're taking on, in Saskatoon, taking on the U of S, a very good team. We're absolutely rolling. Both teams are on hot win streaks. You know, what do you expect from this one?
Yeah, this is one of those weekends where you kind of look ahead on the calendar and wish you were there. The brand new rink in Saskatoon, too, so it's going to be just jammed. Huskies have won 11 straight. Golden Bears have won 7 straight. Easily the two best teams in Canada West. Usually that's the case between these two programs. Both top 3 nationally ranked in Canada as well. Both teams are really rolling, and the only loss for the Huskies this year came against the Golden Bears the first weekend of the season. So I'm expecting a lot of fireworks. Usually it's pretty nasty between those two rivals. A lot of goals, a lot of hits, and a lot of physicality.
Yeah, and that's kind of the scouting report I got, that U of S is a little bit nasty at times, and U of A wants to play a little more of a game. Is that a fair report on the two contrasting styles between the teams?
Yeah, absolutely, especially with the old barn that the Huskies were playing in Rutherford. It really set up for the kind of physical, grind it down, play a trap kind of physical game. Now that they're playing on a big ice surface, it'll be interesting to see how they match up in Saskatoon, but usually that's kind of how these two teams are built. Golden Bears a little bit faster, a little bit more skill, but both teams are so well coached. The Huskies have some really elite talent this year, and then another incredible goalie that the Huskies have too, in Taryn Kozin. Seems that every other year they pump out some new recruit that's going to lead the conference in all the goalie stats. So, yeah, it should be fun. I wish I was there.
We're talking with Connor Hood, U of A Athletics, talking about the weekends coming up. There's great sports. If you want to go see great athletes, you want to take your kids out, I've done it twice in the last month, and my kids have loved it. And they love the chuck-a-puck, actually, we did the chuck-a-bean bag at the basketball game. Then we did chuck-a-puck at the hockey game. And it's hard. They were really disappointed in their arms. And I was disappointed as a dad that I haven't taught them better.
It's the weight, too. It's always hard, especially with the puck on the ice. It's always bouncing. You're trying to sauce it in and it bounces. Yeah, it's tough.
It's a tough one. Now, I'm talking about different kind of balls bouncing. The volleyball teams are both at home this weekend, too, and they're both off to great starts, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of normal for both of those programs. They kind of get underlooked sometimes when you compare them to some of our other programs, including hockey. But once again, our volleyball team's right at the top of the conference standings. Bears in first place, 9-1 record, hosting a really good Thompson Rivers team this weekend as well, who are 7-1 and also ranked in the top 10 in Canada. And the Pandas are 8-2, third in Canada West, and have a good matchup this weekend against middle-of-the-pack Wolfpack team. But you can't really take any games in Canada West for granted. There's so much talent and so many good volleyball programs in Western Canada. And you know both teams are just trying to peak. Last weekend here before the Christmas break, you want to head into it with a bit of a high note.
And just last one for you, Connor. You know, you mentioned it's getting near the end before the kids get the break. Is there a little different energy for the kids at this time?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, if you have a tough loss or if you didn't play well, you really have to think about it for a month or a month and a half, because they don't play again in a game that really matters until the first weekend of January. So you're going into exams, you're going into the Christmas break, the holidays, talking with family, always thinking about, oh, I wish I played that last game a little bit better. I wish we pulled it out in overtime. I wish we got that W. So there's a lot riding on this weekend, especially in both hockey and volleyball. Like, there's a lot in the standings, a lot of really good programs coming here to Edmonton.
Connor, if someone's listening outside and they want to have the opportunity to go see a game of any sport, where can they find all the information?
Yeah, our website and our social media at Bears and Pandas, and then bears.ualberta.ca is a great place to get your tickets, get the stories, and get the information for this weekend.
Okay, buddy. Well, thanks a lot for this, and I will see you down there again, quite short order here, just to bring the kids and have a great time.
Awesome. Yeah, sounds good. See you soon.